just like Superman flying up to the Empire State Building, we're back. Hour three of Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything.
Gary
is now single. I'm Jace, Alex, and Holly. It's Friday, April 12th, 2024. Coming up in just a little bit, one crappy ride in first class. Then that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle story we teased. Holly will give his details about that. And then the moment you've been waiting for, weekly trivia face-off. That's right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Holly Roberts, please tell us our combatants and our theme.
Well, you are facing Lori and Julia, our drive time divas here at My Talk 107.1. And the topic, conveniently, is music divas.
Yes.
Perfect.
It's going to be a nail biter.
Ooh. Yeah.
Here's what's scary, not only because it's Low J, but Lex, they're music experts.
Yeah, they are.
I'm scared. I'm very scared. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Powered by Trivia Mafia. Don't forget to follow Trivia Mafia on the socials to find an event near you. One might just feature Holly Roberts in the corner.
No joke. Yeah, please let me know if you see my Stanley Cup. I left it around. Oh, yeah, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
What color is it?
It's black. It's matte black.
Okay.
I just like to stay hydrated.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, here we go.
I have something scarier to share.
Okay, I can't wait for this. I saw this and I was like,
oh my gosh.
Is it scarier than Gingy in row 37?
Yes. Yes. Stop on a plane, everybody. That is actually delightful. I don't know what you're talking about, Jason. A Gingy? Oh, 35,000 feet?
But in row 37 by the turlet. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, this is the other side. This is in first class. Let's take a flight from Houston to Seattle that mid-flight was diverted to Dallas.
Okay.
And the cabin crew on this flight deserve raises or a bonus for dealing with this.
Oh, no.
A flight last week, a passenger's dog had an accident in the bathroom.
Okay.
In first class. Now let's keep in mind, you know, you ordered your ginger ale.
Yes.
Your gingies, Jace.
Yes, ma'am.
In a glass.
Yes,
like an actual glass, not plastic.
Thank you, with a napkin underneath.
You got your big family-sized bag of chips that you get.
And you get your hot towel.
Hot towel.
Thank you, Holly. We do get that. Thank you.
And you also get a mask because the smell is so bad.
Oh, God.
That they had to divert the plane.
Oh, my God.
You feel so bad for the dog owner and for everyone on this flight, but especially the crew, because they spent 2 hours trying to clean up the mess. And they're calling it a fecal fiasco. Because it was in liquid form.
No!
And in several places in the aisle and in the bathroom. And even after spending 2 hours of cleaning up this messy accident in first class with paper towels and then not letting anyone use that toilet for the rest of the flight, it's kind of like they put like paper towels down too. Anyway, everyone got a mask and some alcohol wipes to sniff because the odor was so strong.
Oh.
Poor dog.
Yeah.
Poor owner.
No.
Mm-hmm. Poor team.
But it
went really badly because they were stuck on the ground. And I guess crew members were pleading to gate crew for more snacks and water because it was a bad situation for passengers, the dog, and the owner.
Oh,
I've got a follow-up question.
Yes, what you got?
Thank you, Holly. I wonder if it's the same as mine, please.
Well, I need to understand the logistics of this fecal fiasco.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is it started in the passenger seat, in the seat in front of them, in the carry-on bag of the dog. Then the passenger proceeded to take that carry-on bag into the toilet where they tried to take care of this fecal fiasco.
Themselves, yeah.
And then they like graffiti-walled all over the bathroom.
Yes. All over the place, liquid form.
The FF. Why don't we just call it the FF?
Is that what? Okay, yeah, this is the
FF.
Oh, the number.
It was a Jackson Pollock, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful, Lex.
And
abstract.
Yeah. Abstract
and stinky.
Oh.
But can you imagine?
Okay.
Oh.
I will piggyback off
imagine
Holly.
You, Jason, too.
Oh, my God.
First, you're up there. You're okay. Right. I'm in 37 drinking my gingy.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on up there?
Okay, we're on the same plane.
Yeah.
So let me ask. This is what would happen.
Yeah.
I would immediately text you. I would say, please come up here.
Do you want to trade seats? Wait, what?
Lex,
what?
Would you like my seat for the remainder of the flight? Lex would be like, really? I'm like, yeah, please come up here.
Wait, is this Jason or is this three raccoons in a trench coat texting me right now?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Can you smell it back there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lex, please sign on to the free Delta Wi-Fi and please accept my text and come up here real quick. I got a gingy and a glass for you.
I get that, though. I have traveled with a pet that's laid a big turd in their carrier.
Oh, yeah. You have?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Oh,
Kenny, can you hear me?
Oh.
Because Kenny and I used to give Lex problems because Kenny's not a fancy guy at all. Everyone knows that. But the one thing, one of the great pleasures and luxuries of life, Kenny loves first class, and he thinks that everybody else not in first class shouldn't even be able to look at people in first class.
Yeah, don't even look at me. Just keep walking.
Don't even. Remember, Lexi?
Oh, yes. Oh,
God.
Oh, we were laughing so hard.
Oh.
And the curtain should not be mesh.
No, no.
It needs to be a solid fabric. Oh, which is good. If it keeps the smell up there, then yes.
Yeah.
Very good. So what happened to you, Holly? What did you do? Was there a blanket in there that you just had to throw out?
Well, we were traveling with some cats. Mm. And one of the cats, I mean, this was a long flight. I will tell you that. Real long. Longer than Houston to Seattle.
Okay.
And it was kind of towards the end. And you know what? One of my cats, Singer.
Singer.
Well, you know, we
was singing.
Yeah. You know, we kind of gave them some happy pills before they traveled and sedated, you know, all sanctioned by the veterinarian. And then all of a sudden it was just like, ooh, mm. Ooh,
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 what is that?
What happened? And I look in the cage and I'm like, ooh, there's a Tootsie Roll in there. But I'm just like, oh, Singer, you're
getting down low.
Yeah.
Ooh, that Tootsie Roll.
You're going to have to sit there with that, honey. Luckily, it was almost towards the end of the flight, but it was a very long flight. So between people thinking that there was a weird baby somewhere in the cabin because,
like a diaper change.
Yeah, but because they're Siamese cats and they talk a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So people are like, well, what's that? And then it was like, oh, no, he pooped. It really stinks.
No. Oh, gosh.
I mean, and you know, that time.
Do you take the carrier into the thing and at least try to flush it?
No, I'm just letting it sit.
Atta girl.
No, just let it sit. You
or
know?
Take the barf bag and at least try to bag it?
Yeah, no, we just let it sit. Like, we got to go through there. We got a whole rigmarole and we get off the plane, you know? And I will say, though, too, you know, my family is the kind of family where... The cats fly first class because there was one time, actually, I think we were flying out of Houston and transporting the cats to and fro. And there was one first class seat that our family could take. Who got
Did
the
you
seat?
Pull straws?
The cat. No, there was no pulling straws. It's the cat.
Well, the cat got the seat.
The cat got the seat.
Oh, the cat.
No.
Seat. Wait, doesn't the cat go underneath the seat in front of you?
Yeah, but
Get
it got
out
that
of my seat, pussycat.
But it got the first class seat. That was Nico.
No.
Nico got the first class seat.
Oh, Nico. Well,
yeah, so Nico was living his best life, and he didn't turd out.
No.
He didn't dirt out.
We call it a TO.
What I'm saying is if you're an animal and
or
you're
a KO.
Yeah.
I texted Kenny. I don't know if he's Kenny,
is
you there,
there,
buddy?
Kenny?
Kenny? No, not
no,
yet.
I put him in.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I feel while just in case he pops on, but while we wait for him, I really do. I probably will surprise you. I would actually have a lot of compassion for the poor owner, because the owner, just like when kids start screaming, the parents don't want a screaming kid either. You know, this owner probably does not want their dog to create an FF.
Well, I suppose unless they're sadistic like that, you're like, I hope this, I hope my dog gets diarrhea on the plane.
No, I would say, couldn't the dog have done that in the bathrooms near row 17, 18, and 20? I mean, you know, there's another set of bathrooms a couple rows back.
Drop your liquid back there.
Thank you. Can you go back in steerage to do that kind of nonsense? Lex won't mind.
No,
go back there.
The curtain's up. You do not cross the curtain. We don't want to look at you either, okay?
Probably smelled like the worst egg salad sandwich ever.
Oh, ever.
Ever. Just rotting in the sun. Kind of hot.
Don't worry, my talkers. I'm not, because you guys are eating your breakfast. I'm not going to be gross about this. I will put this in a good way. I just simply feel bad for the flight attendants.
Oh,
the fact that the galley is near the restrooms. You know what I mean? I always feel bad for them for just that. I'm like, oh, Lord, I don't know where else you could put the restrooms, but I feel sorry for them.
In general,
I have sympathy for them.
Then you go on those long international flights and the floor gets real wet real quick.
Yeah.
And you got to sit there for 16 hours and you're like, okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. I wish people would just sit on the toilet.
Thank you.
What are you worried about getting a rash on the back of your thighs?
Thank you. What are
you
worried
about? I don't want to sit on your pee-pee.
No, thank you. And I
don't want to step on your pee-pee either.
I don't want to step on your pee-pee because you're hovering and it's a sprinkler going all over the place. Sit down.
Okay.
Take it easy.
You just spoke to women. Let me quickly, and then this will be done with the PSAs for pee-pees. But this is why we want a Gracie, by the way.
That's
anyway,
right.
This is going to really make that man happy that hates us. But let me speak to the men too. Why are you so lazy? Lift up the seat. If you're going to when I go to Disney, it is so, men are disgusting and they're lazy. They do not lift up the seat cover. I'm like, are you an animal? Like, who raised you? You gross, gross, gross bear.
Oh, that's a disservice to bears everywhere. I'm sorry, bears. Yeah. We don't mean that.
We don't mean that. We're going to take a break.
They poop in the woods, don't they, Holly? You told us that earlier.
That's why. News alert.
Ooh, first class without the mess. It's First Equity. Got any questions about your mortgage, about buying your first home, about refinancing? Look no further than David and the team at First Equity. They know what they're doing. They've got the reputation, been doing it a long time, and absolutely wonderful. They are our local lender, so they are part of our community. They're invested in the community, and they'll be invested in you. They want to make sure that you're set up for financial success. And of course, when it comes to your mortgage, they can do it all. Conventional, FHA, first-time homebuyer, VA loan. Are you a veteran? There is no better loan. And of course, because they're independent, they can shop multiple lenders, for you as a buyer. It's just more options and just better service all around. So if you are thinking about buying your first home, the best thing you can do is shop for a mortgage before you shop for a home. And maybe you want to dip into the equity. Maybe it's time to refinance. Maybe it's time for that cabin you always wanted. Give them a call, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Time for the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello, Jason and Alexis. We are getting, for the first time in 40 years, an adult Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, like R-rated?
Yes, like R-rated. Not that other kind of adult movie, but Paramount has announced that they are developing the graphic novel series Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin, into a movie. Now, if you're a fan of the comics, this was published just a couple of years ago from 2020 to 2022. It's set in a bleak dystopian future where they're dealing with a totalitarian leader and there's lots of blood, lots of gore, lots of fighting.
So it's adult-like in that way.
Yeah, so it's not horny.
No.
I mean, maybe there'll be horny elements. I don't know.
But they're not working or driving or car or...
Yeah, it's not...
ordering a black and tan.
Exactly. It's not Leonardo filling out his 1040, which, by the way, tax day is Monday.
It is! Oh! File an extension if you haven't.
Yep.
Or just do it.
Lex, how do you feel about this?
I love anything.
I know, that's why
I will check out anything Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles now, you know, whether it's good or not, I'm not sure, but definitely love, for all of us who love them, you know, it's just such a nostalgic play, and it's going to be, I'm curious to see how they're going to do it. So, yeah, I'm in. You guys?
I'll watch this. This skipped me, you know what I mean? I'm just at the cusp where I missed the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle era. I was a little... too old, but I would watch this. I would watch the adult version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was super into the Ninja Turtles late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
You know, Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go, Vanilla Ice, the turtle wrap, doing the Pizza Hut thing. I never saw them live in person because they toured around the country doing their live thing. But you know what? Ninja Turtles, hugely successful per Paramount. And they're leaning into it, and they know that the fandom is ready to see the Ninja Turtles in a new light.
Yeah. I love this.
We're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we don't know when that's going to hit theaters, when it's going to be made. It's just that Paramount has announced that. And I'm sure they're probably announcing that because Paramount is looking for some buyers.
Right.
Oh, and that's right.
Yeah. And Paramount's probably like, hey, look, if you buy us, Paramount Pictures, you already have some ready-made franchises available for you, including Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So why won't you come and buy us for the low, low price of a couple of billion dollars?
Right. Oh, and this is also after the success of Mutant Mayhem.
Yep.
So it's like, well, we're going to really lean into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, maybe that's, there's a little teaser.
Exactly.
Hey, they're looking to buy Paramount, it is a good franchise. It's a good IP to have in your portfolio.
Oh, yes. Another good IP to have in your portfolio. Superheroes. And Disney has a few of those. And they're at CinemaCon. And one of the superhero movies that they're debuting, Rearranging the Kitchen, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
A 9-minute clip of this movie featuring Hugh Jackman's debut as Wolverine in the Deadpool series. And they have some adult jokes themselves. Yuck, 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 about cocaine and strippers. So,
okay,
that's what's coming in Deadpool and Wolverine. You know, Disney is really looking at this to kind of re-strategize their Marvel Studios. They're finally debuting an R-rated film.
Yeah. So smart to put these two together. They're going to get raunch. Oh, it's going to be great.
This is going to be a huge hit.
Yes.
For Mickey. This is... The Disney slate looks, I'm not just saying this, it looks really, really, really good. Inside Out 2 looks amazing. This looks good. Captain America. Yeah, they have a good slate for the next. But I didn't realize this when I was reading the story, guys. This is the first time in years. Think about it. Disney has not had a new movie in theaters in the first quarter. Because of the strike, there has been no new movie in the first quarter of 2024. So that's the strike. Yeah.
Because of the strike, Deadpool and Wolverine, they changed their release date. This movie was supposed to be coming out in a couple of weeks from May 3rd. Now it's coming out July 26th.
Yep.
So it will be a summer spectacular. So look forward to that. And yes, in our remaining time.
Yeah.
Here's a tissue, Jason.
Oh.
Here's a towel, Alexis.
Yeah.
Thanks. I need a bigger one, though.
Pre-moistened. Eerie. Golden Bachelor couple Gary Turner.
Oh, God.
And Teresa Nist are divorcing after just 3 months of marriage. They walked down the aisle in a televised wedding special in January after falling in love during the first season of Golden Bachelor. They went on Good Morning America this morning to break the news to Bachelor Nation.
Oh.
The world.
Oh.
And just to us. So.
Oh, God.
Is love dead? I don't know. The Golden Bachelorette's going to give it a try in the fall.
Oh. It's so sad. I mean, does love even really exist?
Do they get to keep those rings and clothes and stuff?
No,
oh, I was going to be like, cash in.
No, yeah.
No. I found that out in the last break. Oh. ABC has already requested the rings back, which cracks me up.
Oh, what They're the like, heck? What's the point?
I'm like, take that back to Zales now.
It can only be
true. WTF next. Run to Red this weekend before you go see Mufasa and Simba and the Lion King in downtown Minneapolis. Red Cow North Loop and Red Rabbit North Loop are just blocks away from the theater district. So you know you want to make a whole evening out of it. So get to downtown early and make an evening out of it and run to Red this weekend. Now, maybe you're not seeing the Lion King. You just want a good place for happy hour this weekend because it's going to be beautiful. Red Cow and Red Rabbit, they have patios and they are ready for you. Red Cow and Red Rabbit are ready and they have so many great things on their happy hour menu. Star Tribune named them one of the best happy hours in the city. Monday through Friday, 2 to 5:30. They have a $6, $7, and $8 menu. Like at Red Cow, their $8 menu is loaded with food. Sliders, those legendary homemade chips and dip. I mean, think about it. Warm potato chips. Come on. So this weekend, whether you see Mufasa or not, run to Red Cow and Red Rabbit.
Let the battle begin.
Time now for the weekly trivia. Jason and Alexis versus everybody in a pop culture quiz thing.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Here's your host, Holly Roberts.
Now make like a woman whose neighbor has a pet chimpanzee and face on.
Ooh, thank you, pre-recorded Rocco. It's 8:30. It's Friday. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. And it is time for our weekly trivia face-off powered by Trivia Mafia. This morning, Jason and Alexis are facing off against My Talk's very own Drive Time Divas, Lori and Julia, woo! In a fierce competition on to see how much these guys know about divas, music divas.
Yeah.
All right, welcome, Lori and Julia.
Hello.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
I told the Alexis and Holly your names post-retirement, and we are ready to start calling you hosts emeritus the moment you retire. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Well, let's set the table for the game here. There are 10 questions in our weekly trivia face-off. Each team has 3 questions, the first segment, then 2 in the second. We'll be alternating questions between teams. So I'm going to ask Jason and Alexis their question first, then move on to Loj. Teams have 20 seconds to submit their answer. Your 20 seconds begins after I ask the question in full. And everyone here, remember to say final answer to submit your answer. Now, if you don't submit an answer before your 20 seconds is up, or if you answer incorrectly, the opposing team can steal the question and you have 10 seconds for the steal. You get the steal right, you get the point. And the team with the most points at the end of the game wins!
Woo-hoo!
Now, I did say, Lori and Julia, that this is your genre. This is music divas. How are you feeling this morning?
Feeling good. Hey.
Yeah. Julie, you guys are so good at this. Yeah. Lex and I are pretty terrified.
A little scared, yeah.
Yeah, a little scared.
Really? You guys know you're divas? I think so, too.
Yeah, no, but you guys go to every concert imaginable. So, you guys are music lovers times 50. So,
yeah. It's going to be a fierce one today. Let's get going. Jason and Alexis, we're going to kick off the game with your first question. And the timer will begin after I have read it in full. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. Woo!
In 2009, the best-selling Canadian musical artist of all time helped raise funds to assist the last surviving passenger on the Titanic. Name that singer.
Celine?
Yes.
2009 Canadian? Okay.
Yeah.
Celine Dion.
Final answer.
It's Celine Dion.
Yes,
Jason and Alexis.
Ooh, that was a little harder for a first one, but okay.
Oh, really? That was so easy. I got it.
Well, Lori and Julia both had it in secured. All right, well, Lori and Julia, here is your first Divas question. Let's see if you can get this right. Who tried and ultimately failed to trademark the term Queen of Christmas in 2022?
Mariah Carey.
Julia, do you know? Final answer, Mariah Carey.
Julia came in and then Lori confirmed, and it is Mariah Carey, the queen of Christmas.
Yeah, Julia, that was, yeah. Yeah, that was a good
one. I know, you guys, everyone would have got that one.
Yeah.
Oh, now, reminder, Julia, that these questions increase in difficulty as we move along.
Oh, okay.
In the game. Well, let's give Jason and Alexis their second question.
Okay.
And see if they can get this right. Another question about divas. Here's a quote. While he talked to me, he looked at my face, a rare thing for me. That's how what recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee describes meeting her future husband outside the wishy-washy laundromat in Nashville.
Recently inducted.
Oh, Dolly Parton.
It is, yeah, that's okay. Final answer.
Yes! Oh, Dolly Parton meeting her husband Carl outside the wishy-washy. The wishy-washy. No.
I love Southern business names. You know, it's always something like a Piggly Wiggly, wishy-washy.
Yes. Yeah. Love at the wishy-washy.
Yeah. that should be a Hallmark movie.
I was going to say, is that a book? Is that going to be in your book club, Lori and Julia, very soon?
I don't know.
All right.
No.
Lori and Julia. Are you ready for your next question?
Ready.
Yes.
Here you go. On the song Empire State of Mind, Jay-Z raps, quote, cruising down 8th Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Who is he talking about?
Final answer, Julia, do you know?
Beyonce, no.
Beyonce. Beyonce, final answer.
Beyonce knows Jay-Z's wife.
We are
BK.
Just, we are just powering through these, man.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know
we're
our divas.
So good.
I know.
Now a reminder, if this game is tied when we're all done with questions, we go into a numerical tiebreaker. The way that works is that each team will have an opportunity to guess that number, and the team that is closest to it, either over or under, will win the game. But we haven't gotten to that point yet.
All right.
Jason and Alexis, here is your last diva question of the first half of our weekly trivia face-off.
Okay.
LaDonna Adrian Gaines was the first artist to have 4 number one singles within a 12-month period, which she did in 1978 and 1979. What is her stage name?
Oh, no. 78 and 79.
LaDonna?
LaDonna Adrian Gaines.
Is it Donna Summer?
Ooh, that's a good one. She is this musical diva.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that,
Donna
Jace.
Summer. Final answer.
Yes! Good job.
Good for you. That was a hard one.
That's a hard one. I was thinking of her era and Studio 54, and Studio 54 was around in 79. Okay, yeah.
And hello, LaDonna.
Donna,
hello,
yeah.
LaDonna. Big
okay, thank you, Lori.
Donna,
thank
yeah.
you. Throwing shade. Thank you.
We'll get there eventually.
I gotta give you shade.
I know, girl. I know.
You.
Lori and Julia, are you ready for your last diva question?
Yeah.
Here you go. The 1990 album I'm Breathless was technically a soundtrack to Dick Tracy. Even though just 3 of its songs were featured in the movie, it became a double platinum hit for what singer and actor?
Julia, we know this one. We just saw her.
Okay,
final answer, Madonna.
I thought so too.
Lori and Julia think Madonna, final answer, and they are right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Madonna. Yep. Yes.
Vogue was on that soundtrack.
That's right. And then it was a lot of Stephen Sondheim songs that you were like, what the heck is going on here? I thought we were going to the club.
Uh-huh.
Not that club. Very confusing. Oh, my gosh, you guys. At the halfway point, it is tied.
Oh.
3-3.
Wow.
Oh, this is... I mean, this is like the battle of the ages, man. Drive time to drive time.
Ooh,
I love it.
Drive time to drive time. Oh my gosh, I have a feeling that this weekly trivia face-off between Jason and Alexis and Lori and Julia about music divas is going to be a butt clencher when we get back. Who knows more about musical divas? Well, stay tuned to find out. We're going to figure that out after the break. I feel like we're going into tiebreaker mode. Mm-hmm. We don't know, but stay tuned. We'll be right back. Weekly Trivia Face-Off, powered by Trivia Mafia.
JTR Roofing, JTRRoofingInc.com. Yes, roofing is the name. Of course, they roof. They do so much more. They storm damage. They gutter. They soffit and fascia. They also install windows. They help with your deck. And, of course, with multi-housing services. So they can do it residential, commercial. They've got you. And they've been doing it since 1992, locally owned, in the Twin Cities and Western Wisconsin. So if you have some exterior projects, you know your roof just isn't right. Something's going on up there. Have JTR Roofing out for an estimate. And of course, they can do multi-bids because they do it all. Get a head start on those spring projects by calling them today. 651-777-7394. Mention me or my talk to save up to $1,000 on your roofing, siding, or gutters. And of course, they have a lot of experience working with insurance, so they can help you there as well. JTRRoofingInc.com.
Let's get back to it. Back to it.
Time for the thrilling conclusion of Weekly Trivia.
Face.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Back to you, Holly.
Thank you so much, pre-recorded Rocco. What an epic battle it is this morning in this Friday's Weekly Trivia Face-Off, powered by Trivia Mafia. Hey, Trivia Mafia is a rootinest, tootinest, best darn trivia company in the land. Find an amazing trivia night near you at TriviaMafia.com. And if you love music trivia, check out, All Sound Rounds. It's a full night of music trivia running at select Twin Cities locations throughout the end of April. Rock on, Trivia Mafia, and rock on, Jason and Alexis and Lori and Julia, because the game when we went to break is tied 3-3. This is truly an epic battle this morning. Welcome back, everyone, to the game.
Yes, woo! Thank you. Yeah.
and Julia, now you'll be able to see this later on our YouTube page when we post this.
Oh, God.
I believe Julia has disappeared, and in her place is Donna Mills. Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
Are we sure that's her?
Are we sure that's Donna Mills?
It was really me in that bar all that time ago.
This is the real Donna Mills that's in a camera right now.
Now, Donna, I have a question for you.
Sure.
how good are you at music trivia?
Oh, I'm so good. I grew up with these ladies.
That's fantastic. And Donna, one more question for you.
Sure.
Are you going to make the trip to Minneapolis, St. Paul when Lori and Julia become our hosts emeritus in several months?
I know that Jason seems working on it right now.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much, Donna, for that scoop and that exclusive interview. Now it's back to the show.
Julia, back. Julia, there she is.
Oh, Julia.
I have that whole Donna Gate and two women became a good friend. She came in with it when we were recording down at the Super Bowl. Remember the
last? Yes.
Yeah.
And they came in wearing them, and Lori and I were like peeing our pants because they came in with these Donna Mills masks. You know, it was so funny.
So good.
I'm sorry you couldn't see it.
Oh, well, bring those back. And I'm glad you did, Julia, but we've got to get to some trivia because this is
Let's
a tense game. 3-3 here. Jason and Alexis, Lori and Julia, we've got two more questions for each team about music divas. Jason and Alexis, here is your next question.
Okay.
Movie analogy time. Bradley Cooper is to Kris Kristofferson as Lady Gaga is to whom?
Barbara Streisand, final answer.
Yes. Yeah. What he said.
Saying it loud, saying it bold, and it is.
Nice, Jason.
Barbara Streisand, because those were the leads in the 2018 and 1976 versions of A Star is Born. Another point for Jason and Alexis.
Woohoo!
Yeah, if Jason had missed this, we would have pulled his gay card immediately.
Oh, Lori and Julia, your next question. One woman in history has had number one singles as an individual, as half of a duet, as a third of a trio, and thanks to We Are the World as a member of a large ensemble. Name that singer.
Ooh. Diana Ross.
Say the first Ross part again.
She's had
Diana
number one singles as an individual, half a duet, a third of a trio, and as a large ensemble. So name the singer.
I think it's Cher, Julia.
Was she in We Are the World?
5 seconds.
Should we say Cher?
No.
Sorry, got to move on for the steal. For the steal.
Is it Dionne Warwick?
I think it's Diana Ross. Final answer.
It's Diana Ross.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Did I Damn it. Say that?
Yeah. Yeah. You did. You did. You did say
it. Never in a trio.
Yep.
Oh, God.
It was, this Julia.
This is a problem with you in your bedroom and me in my bedroom and no screen between us.
Yeah.
I am on screen.
Yeah.
I know. I'm too lazy.
Lori.
I want right. isolated. Lori's just very succinct. Damn it.
Yeah.
I am going to play that until the end of time.
Well, yeah. Damn it. No. Julia, I'm sorry.
Well, she wasn't in that video. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Diana Ross, an individual. Diana. She was a duet. She was a member of the Supremes. And then she did sing We Are the World with a bunch of other artists. Well, hey, you know what? We got two more questions yet. And if Jason and Alexis don't get their next one, and then you get yours one, there are possibilities here is what I'm saying.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We can do the math. It's still anybody's game. But here's Jason and Alexis's last official question in our Divas Weekly Trivia Face-Off. Whitney Houston's rendition of what song became a Billboard Hot 100 hit twice, once in 1991 and again on its re-release 10 years later?
The Star Spangled Banner because of September 11th.
Right. Oh, right, right,
final,
right.
Final answer.
That was almost an I gotcha.
The Stars.
That was a deep cut. That was good.
The Thank Star you. Spangled wow. Banner. God, Jason geez. And Alexis have another point. Lori and Julia, here is your last diva question. Olivia Newton-John appeared as herself in two episodes of Glee, once as a regionals judge and once to recreate a music video with Sue Sylvester for what 1981 song where they sported baby blue tracksuits?
Physical. Right, Lori?
Yes, I agree. Final answer.
Yes.
Yes. Physical yep. is final answer. They recreated that video. And what I'm here to tell you right now is our winner of Weekly Trivia Face-Off is Jason and Alexis.
Woo!
With six Whoa. Points. Lori and Julia.
Wow.
With four. Woo! Down to the wire. Well, congratulations Ooh. To everybody.
That was tough.
Really?
Yeah.
No, we blew it. Julia's not going to let me forget this all day.
I'm not. I have it. Cher wasn't in the video We Are the World or in it. I know it. All right. That's if you remember. No, last time you played, you lost. I won't.
Oh,
well,
God.
You guys are apparently the morning divas.
Yes.
Oh, so yeah. Then,
You guys won. Oh, Lori, I'm not going to let you forget it.
Tune in to 3 for part 2 of this.
Oh, yeah. Right. I can't wait.
And there'll be another epic battle between Drive Time Divas from 3 to 6 this afternoon. Well, thank you so much, Lori and Julia, for getting up early and playing this game with us.
Thank
We're always happy to have you on Weekly Trivia Face Off. We love you.
We love you, girls.
No, thank you. Right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys. Yes. Lori and Julia, today at 3. That's going to do it for us this week. If you're a kid being bullied, go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day, a fantastic weekend. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next, and we'll talk on Monday. Bye for now.